Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. You know, summer is coming, the sun is shining, shirts are off, and your balls are smooth. You heard me right. Your friends at Manscaped, they're here to make sure that your beach balls are as smooth as the Floridian sand, my friends. In the summertime, you know, you want to kill some cold beers and some barbecues, not kill the vibe with your pubes peeking out of your swim trunks. That's why Manscaped has their Performance Package 4.0. That's to keep the party in your pants, my friend, looking crisp and refreshing all summer long. 4 million men have trusted Manscaped. Why shouldn't you? It all starts and stops by going to manscaped.com and get 20% off and free shipping if you use my promo code Bubba. The Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 has everything that you need to prepare for that summer bod. Inside this package, you're going to find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, Performance Boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold it all, my friends. You want to take your grooming game even further? Take a look at the Manscaped Shears 2.0. In that package, it has everything that you need to look pristine. Nail cutters, tweezers, grooming scissors. Go to manscaped.com and go crazy. They got everything you potentially possibly could need. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. This is the summer to turn your package into the full package, my friend. And it all starts and stops at manscaped.com. Listen, I have had my Manscaped stuff now for about a year. I don't know what I would do without it. As a matter of fact, I've now got all my co-hosts on the Manscaped deal. All the male co-hosts on my show have almost everything Manscaped offers. Why wouldn't you? Reduce the risk of ingrown hairs. You reduce the risk of grooming accidents. Again, all of this craziness starts and stops at manscaped.com. Use promo code Bubba for 20% off. Welcome to the exclusive, most exclusive thing that we offer as additional content. And that's the podcast-only show on Mondays, which the numbers just go through the roof.
Oh, yeah.
Wish we could maintain those numbers throughout the week, but nonetheless, we're trying to build all this nonsense. It's the Bubba the Love Sponge Show. Welcome to the podcast. Me, Anna, Blitz... Lummy.
Hi.
Blitz, we probably should make the announcement that indeed we did hire Rhett back.
Yes, we did.
Woo! Oh, welcome back, Rhett.
We hired Rhett back.
Yay.
So, you know, and so, yeah, Rhett's back. You know, yeah.
What a welcome. What a warm welcome.
I saw Rhett for about 32 seconds in the hallway, and my only interaction with him was, listen, don't fuck it up.
Yep, that's what you said. That was your pep talk. Don't fuck it up.
You know, you're the other guy was pretty good, and so don't fuck it up. And then Blitz threw in some stuff, and I go, whatever, and went in and pissed.
And then, nice.
And left.
Have a good pee-pee.
You didn't go in pissed. You went in to piss.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't piss at all.
No, I know.
I'm pissed in general.
Like, yeah, but...
if I was to be totally honest with everybody... I don't want to be here right now.
Yeah.
Like,
I got you.
I'm fucking miserable, and I'm mad about what we talked about on the show today. I'm fucking pissed off. I can talk a little bit about it a little more freely here. That's just shoving it right up my fucking ass is what it is.
I have a question. Like, when you get mad like that, like, what do you do to not to fix this issue, but like to get your mind off of it. Like, are you going to go bike riding? You're going to go to the gym? Like, what would you do?
Well, today I'm going to go first of all, as soon as the show's over, I'm going to my apartment. Now, you know, because Lummy, you helped move.
Yes.
But I have a new apartment.
Yes.
And it's not very far from here.
Yes, it's close.
Very close.
And I do appreciate you sending me that picture. I think it was Friday or Saturday of us helping you move the last time.
Yeah, the last time I moved, it was did Blitz, did you see the picture?
I should have posted it on Instagram.
Horrible. And I forgot that you actually gave me a cut. I forgot that's why.
Poor
you shaved
guy.
Me down.
I need a...
And you left me with a mustache.
So Friday, Blitz, I got this memory of what was happening.
Okay.
You know how like your phone will send been like 2 years ago today? So it sent me this memory, and it was me in a fucking moving truck with Colton and Lummy.
Nice.
And Lummy had like this fucking complete drunk... I don't want to be here miserable stare.
Oh, because I talked to Lummy over the weekend, and I said, have you talked to Bubba at all? And he said, well, he texted me and Colton the other day. He said, we were on a group text, and I guess it was that picture or something.
Yeah.
But he, you know, that's all he said.
And then, Lummy, did you see the isolation I did?
Yes, you did. Absolutely. That the gob was out in full.
Hey, Blitz, I'm going to send it to you and Anna.
Yeah,
so you guys have so you have reference points.
Do you want Anna to post it?
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely. Okay. Here, Blitz and Anna.
Yeah, it was bad.
And then, okay, I'm going to send you two different pictures. Here's the first one. It looks like Papa with his two. Hold on here. Looks like Papa with his two boys. Doesn't it, Lummy? Looks like
yes,
like you're my two kids.
You only got one proud one.
Yeah, like I'm proud. Wow. I got my boys here. Yeah. We're moving.
It's very Whitaker-like.
And then the other picture is an isolation of Lummy of this particular picture. And did you guys get the first one I just sent?
Yeah.
I just got one. Let's see.
Look at fucking Lummy.
Jesus.
Look at now. Here's the isolation of Lummy just staring into fucking space. Lummy, you look worn out. And if I remember right, buddy, we had this like 9,000-pound Snap-on fucking a toolbox we were trying to get on.
Yeah, and it kept getting stuck.
And I kept blaming you for it.
You kept getting pissed off at me. You're like, fucking Lummy, God, you're so dumb. I'm trying.
And literally, there was no human being that could wrestle this thing around. In fact, it was so unmanageable that I had to call Steve from Crockett's for them to flatbed it over to the Merch Crick's house. That's where it's currently being stored. Because, Blitz, I got that big, badass Snap-on.
Yep.
Full mechanic, fucking yippee-yo. And I remember we had this lift gate we were trying to pick up.
Yep.
And so, yeah, but I saw that on Friday, and then I sent Colton and Lummy a text just saying, I love both of you fuckers. You guys are such great dudes. You know, thank you so much.
Yeah, I saw Colton recently, too.
Because you guys really are, Lummy. All my guys. Blitz on the, I think here this weekend working on some stuff.
Yep.
And, Lummy, you were here this weekend, and everybody provided extra content, and I'm just so very thankful for everybody.
Of course.
In the midst of what I'm going through. So
what
I'm going to do, Blitz, is I'm going to leave here, like, the minute the show's over.
Okay.
And I'm going to go lay down and take, like, an hour.
Yeah.
Like, I may not even nap. I like to turn all my lights down.
Just decompress, if nothing else.
I've already tinfoiled my windows, which I don't think the apartment complex wants me to do, but whatever.
Oh, well.
It's what it is.
And it's completely dark in my room, and I'm just going to just, you know, lay there. And then I'm going to probably come back over here later this afternoon to work on cleaning out a few storage units because I'm making, you know. I actually had to make room for all of Tyler's race tires and just all of his race car stuff we had in one container here, and it was just strewn everywhere. So let me, like, next time you got an opportunity, go look in container two and look how beautiful it is. It's beautiful.
Now, when you're numbering them, is it from the fence or from the goats?
From the fence.
Okay.
Fence is one.
Gotcha, okay.
Then moving to the right, two, three, and then the one closest to the goats would be four.
Yep.
Let me, one of these days, I want to completely de-junk that area on behind number four.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And just keep those two tote containers.
Okay.
But I know the freezer is in the cream machine.
Correct.
Right. And the only other thing of value there would be that fishing light.
Yeah, it's there.
Can we get that hooked up?
I know I was talking with the Paper Tiger, And we were talking about him moving the fountain more to the middle now that it's a little more full, and then we can put the fishing light on the fountain.
I have an aluminum John boat that I'll bring over too. We can keep here.
No, I don't know if we want one, do we?
Yeah.
It would be better. It'd be better for me and
to like go actually tiger. Go on the pond to use
because we need to like kind of mess around, and that wood boat we wouldn't be able to.
So the aluminum John boat is more of a square deal, which isn't so. Doesn't have such a sharp, you know.
Yeah,
V.
And it's an old boat I had that like it's got like some cracks in like where the motor mount would be.
Right.
So like you really can't use it like out on the water anymore.
But you can
like,
pond around on it all day.
Perfect for the pond.
Yeah, perfect for the pond. Now, Lummy, what are we going to do with the current boat? Blitz, maybe we could make the current boat part of our garden.
Okay.
There you go.
Right. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
That could be like our compost pile boat.
So Blitz, I mean, Lummy, don't forget once we get that one area tilled up. I mean, cleaned up. We're gonna till that and make the bubble. We don't want to forget about the garden.
No, we don't.
Nope.
Now, Lummy, I need you to take that fire pit.
Oh, that's one. Yeah, and toss it over the fence. Got it.
Lummy, people can hear us.
Edit that out.
Lummy, no, we can't edit that out, Lummy.
I'll take that to the trash. I did not say that.
Lummy,
my bad.
No, Lummy, not throw it over the fence.
That was a slip. Yes, I will take that down to the dump. Sorry.
Or, yeah, and I think it works. And well, I think it's kind of rigged up.
Like your the old one or which
both.
One? Okay, both.
Oh,
of
you
them.
Want me to both? Okay.
I don't want either one of them.
Oh, okay.
I don't want either one of them around here. Get them the fuck out of here.
Yeah, the other one's pretty much falling apart.
The other one where the goats are, that's ridiculous. Like nobody can salvage that. But the other one is actually, it's got the bead, the glass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it might. I mean, Blitz, that might be something you want to.
I'll look at. I know. So the parts are maybe kind of expensive. I mean, I might be able to rig something up to get it to work, but if you're like going to buy parts for it, it almost doesn't make sense.
Right. Right. And I think Barb's going to be so big next year that it'll just end up taking fire pit space. We have the one fire pit, but we probably should not have a fire pit out there, should we? Because it's not good for the concrete or the asphalt.
Oh, you mean like the Bubba Army like wood burning one?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not that great for it, but it's fun.
The fire
pits are a big hit that Barp, though.
Yeah, they are. So,
you know what you could do, Bubba?
What?
The one that kind of works?
Can you rent a fire pit? What?
Well, no, I was going to say you sign it, and then we can sell it to a fan.
No, motherfucker, nobody's going to buy that thing. It's too cumbersome to
broke
come
down
pick
fire
up.
Pit. Come
broke
on,
down
Lummy.
Fucking fire pit.
I guarantee I could sell it for at least a couple bucks.
Well, you know what? I'll sign it for you, motherfucker. You sell it all you want, okay?
Okay.
But just do the brokering through your home, not here, okay?
Okay, yes, sir. LummyBTLS@gmail.com.
If you're interested in a fucking hand-me-down, barely working fire fucking pit.
Yeah, I'll take a picture.
Well, you know, Blitz, now can you rent fire pits? I don't know if you can or not.
I don't.
Because the fire pits are a hit at Barp.
You can rent those like metal towers that like the heat tower, you know, you can
fuck
rent those
that.
Things. Yeah, no, but those aren't
I'll tell
like
you what
fire
I'll do, Blitz, is I'll get 2 55-gallon fucking drums, cut them in half. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And you, I mean, you could have a fire, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll take literally a metal drum, one of my old fuel drums, make sure it's completely cleared out because a spark could cause a problem.
Yeah, that might be fun, too.
And cut them in half, have Big Red cut them in half, and then those would make great fire barrels, would they not?
Sure.
And that you could throw away.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we just got to make sure we clean it all out and there's no remnants of, you know, high-octane 114 because when you're using your fucking sawzall and it creates a spark, it'd be a fucking Kiss concert.
Yeah, kablooey.
Yes.
Be a good video, though.
It would be a good video. By the way, everybody stepped up and did video this weekend. Lummy, you're working on your goat painting.
Yes,
stuff.
I am.
Anna, how did the boat deal go?
It didn't.
Was it a cancel?
I canceled, yes.
Yeah, now did you cancel on Friday?
I canceled. I said it was
Saturday
to be
morning.
Determined Friday afternoon or Friday late morning. And then by Friday evening, I was like, no way.
Right,
I had another episode at Publix, and I'm like, I'm done.
A shit attack?
Yes.
So I had a shit attack.
Yeah. I had a shit attack.
Buying Yogi's?
I was on my way to buy Yogi's. And
you saw the price and took a shit.
No shit.
It was actually in the parking lot before I saw the price. But yes,
right.
I crossed the Howard Franklin. I'm like, whew, I made it. And then all of a sudden, gurgle, gurgle. And I was going to Publix anyways, so that was good. But then I just went into the parking lot, and all of a sudden, the cramp started getting really bad. And then I let loose. In the bathroom at Publix.
You released the hounds?
I did. Sorry. Yes, I did. And then at that point, I think I was on the toilet, and then I fully canceled. Blitz, I'm like, I'm done.
Did you install the tushy this weekend?
I did not, but we talked about it, and I'm going to.
I'm telling you.
He was working on his video, and so was I.
I know. But he will like it. You guys will like it.
Oh,
it
no doubt. Awesome. No like, doubt.
Like it's awesome.
Oh, Bubba, you know what I did yesterday on
what?
The grill?
What?
I got my Omaha steak package in.
Oh,
I
listen.
I grilled up some of those burgers. Oh, God, they're good.
I got to tell you, my dad, the Doug Clem, got his Omaha yesterday.
Omaha.
Yeah, his Omaha steak deal.
Like
and we talked.
Nice.
Oh, did you?
Oh, good.
We talked for about an hour.
Awesome.
My dad, dad and I, and he was just so awesome. And he's like, he's kind of an old timer. He's like, soon as I saw that Omaha Steaks, I was hoping it was for me. And I was like, yeah, Dad. He's like, back when I used to, when he was working for R.R. Donnelly's, he's like, the vendors would come in and sometimes give us guys Omaha Steaks. God, I certainly, first thing I asked him was, Dad, are you familiar with Omaha? Oh, hell yeah, I'm familiar with Omaha Steaks. I think I'm going to have some of those hamburgers tonight.
Oh, they were good.
They are good. I feel like I'm a spokesperson for Omaha Steaks. Use the Bubba code on the search bar, but I'm going to feel like I'm going to order a couple for myself. I love those gourmet hot dogs.
Me too as well.
Yeah, the hot dogs look
amazing.
Listen,
here's the man. You know, everything is expensive right now. Listen, if you're going to get quality, I mean, you can go get Kirkland brand all you want. Omaha Steaks, you know, and they got the $99 special deal. But you get what you pay for. You really do.
You sure do.
Like, Blitz, when you make chicken,
yep.
Like, you go and get the Trapper Joe's fucking, you
yeah,
know.
I sure do.
And it makes such a huge difference.
It's big.
Like, I used to just buy the cheapest fucking hamburger known to man, figuring it's all just hamburger. And it's, you know.
Have you tried that seasoning, though? Because I put that seasoning on the burger.
Yeah, I have.
And that made the burger.
I have been trying that seasoning.
It's really good.
I blew through all my Omaha Steaks fucking VIP comp that they gave me. I need to get a hold of them again.
Yeah.
Dear Omaha Steaks, it's Bubba. I could use some more, please.
Season. Thank you.
Please. And thank Sorry. You. Are you okay?
Yeah, I had a little hiccup, but I'm good now.
Anything that you did particularly yesterday for Father's Day? Are you and Blitzy together?
That's
where
to
you get
see-
to the worm food.
Yeah, we went and got
That was
worm,
on Saturday. And then
I got a bucket of worm poop, please.
You got worm shits, Bubba. That's what we did on Saturday.
Worm shit.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday.
You guys playing, like, you guys Sunday. Like, are you guys like using it for lube or what?
I don't think so.
Well, you don't
Not know. Yet.
Oh. I guess that's the plan. But yesterday was awesome. We went to the gym, had a great sesh. Apparently, Blizz was creeping on me. He was telling me.
Mm-hmm.
I said,
hey, can I tell you when I was creeping on you? Don't get mad at me. But I was watching the video of you munting on me and how you attacked me.
Yeah, you can see them a little bit of my butt cheeks, huh?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah,
they look good.
I remember, I was looking at it, I was like, that bitch has got a nice ass.
Yeah, she does.
I do. Thank you. I do. Yes. And
no, but don't get mad at me.
I was working on it yesterday.
I was like, bitch, what did that left ass cheek come
from? We went to the gym and she was on the squat racks doing squats and I'm like on a machine that like one of the ones that face towards the squat rack.
Mm-hmm.
Like staring
at her at this girl's ass.
Yeah,
and it is your girlfriend.
And like, but behind where I'm at, there's a row of cardio machines, and then there's a couple chicks behind me, and I'm like, they're gonna think I'm like really creeping on this.
They don't realize
girl.
That bitch is mine.
Right,
that bitch is mine.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh mine. Now, do you look at him while he's doing his thing? And
I honestly don't even know if he works out. He like disappears, and I like can't find him.
He's in there. Fuck it. It's hard to tell what the fuck he's really
like,
doing.
Where did he go? Like, he's like this massive dude, and I can't find him. I'm like, do you even work out?
No.
I feel like this is an urban legend.
Yeah, it is.
So sometimes I'll see him like walking by, but rarely do I see him like on a machine because he's just out of my field
he's
of view.
Perping. He's perping for the co-ed.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Hey. It's like, this is the one time the bitch isn't up my ass. She likes to fucking work out. Her eyes roll in the back of her head at the gym. So the bitch does not pay attention. So this is where I can get some creeps
Bubba,
in.
She'll walk by, like right by me, like two or three times, and I'll be like, "Hey, remember when you walked by me?" She's like, "I don't remember walking by."
I get so focused in the zone.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was great. And then last night we went to see Lana at Side Splitters, which was really fun.
Right, I got a crush on her.
Yeah, she's great. She's awesome. And it was a fun show.
I'd blast the shit out of her.
I know. We were sitting next to some obnoxious people who ended up walking out during her set because it was too offensive, apparently.
Oh, I'm so glad they left because they were talking during, like, everyone's comedy thing. They had a comment about it.
Was it just that girl or was it the whole group?
It was the whole group. It was mainly that one girl.
Yeah, that
actually, Blix, the last
bitch.
Time I went to Sidesplitters was with
you. So,
Shuli.
Yeah, we saw what's his name, too, who made a special appearance.
Oh, yeah, what's his name?
Yeah, that guy.
What's his name? No,
Ron.
Ron Howard.
Not the Happy Days guy.
Yeah.
No, the from
him and Henry Winkler did it two times.
Yeah. Until Foxworthy threw in there.
Yeah, it was Ron White.
Ron White was there? Well,
yeah,
hold on.
He just showed up.
He popped in for a guest set.
Yep. See, I didn't know the culture of comedy.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So like this is the way I kind of Blitz explained it to me. Because Blitz says, I'm like, well, why the fuck's he here? But it's like, well, in the comedic world, a lot of times when a guy's...
Debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High-interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with Debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with Debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com. Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. They slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Working on some new shit, and that he's going to be doing bigger venues, is he'll start like 2 or 3 or 4 months before before his big gigs, before he starts touring. He'll go and start picking off some of these local guys, and he literally... These big time comedians, they'll walk into a local place.
Yeah,
and
if you're
say,
a big enough name, you could just come in.
You literally go to the promoter and be like, "Hey, I'm in town. Can I get 15, 20 minutes?" Like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
And
they just want to say, "Hey, you know, this joke worked. This one didn't." And then they tweak it like every night. They'll change it a little bit just to find out what works better.
Right, and they've already been to like 10 or 15 little fucking smaller clubs, unannounced. And I don't think I think in the comedic world, I don't think the promoter pays them.
Promoter.
Probably not.
I mean,
the club owner.
Yeah, the club owner. I'm just the promoter. The club.
Probably not because it's not promoted at all.
Right.
So they're not. You know.
And so
not...
it's like a freebie.
Mm-hmm.
That's like never happened to me before. And you know me, I love comedy. I've never been at a show and then suddenly there's like a surprised like major guest.
Yeah, it was
which
really
sucks.
Good too.
Yeah, we're just sitting there and all of a sudden Lemmy goes, I think Ron Wright's gonna be here. I go, Lemmy, you're so fucking stupid. He's not gonna be
here. Giant bus was out front.
Yeah,
so that was
tequila.
That was a giveaway.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, he did a pop. And by the way, I thought he stole the fucking show too. I mean,
oh,
like,
of course,
just,
yeah.
He's
I love Shuley, and Shuley was funny. But you can see when you get a guy on the next level, like a Ron White,
That's made millions off comedy,
exactly. Yeah. And you know, Ron White's probably the second tier behind like the Louis C.K. like
Kevin Hart.
Yes,
and, yeah.
You know, so there's you know, Ron White's like second tier.
Ron White's net worth is $40 million.
Yeah.
Jeez. Okay.
And so
that's after two divorces, too.
Yeah, no shit.
Damn. He learned after the first one.
But that would, I mean, that's cool. It's cool as hell if you're the owner of Side Splitters and all of a sudden Ron White walks in.
Yeah.
And goes, hey, man, think I could working on my set a little bit? Think I could? They're like, fuck yeah, buddy. What? Mm-hmm. But they don't have a chance to promote it or nothing. So it's kind of an added value for those that went that night.
Yeah. It was a fun night, though.
Yeah, it was.
We should one of these days when somebody pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah,
Mark Norman's coming. You want me to try to get tickets for that?
So is what's his name? Hickory Dickory Doc.
She Andrew Dice?
I've tried to get a hold of him, and he's impossible.
I had him on the air.
I know.
Lemmy, I think we need to get a hold of Rhett and get the fucking Vince McMahon shit up.
Yeah, he's got it, so I think that's going to be coming up here soon.
Soon. I think it needs to be like ASAP, but still, you know, we're almost on the backside of not being topical on the deal. So... see if we could get the Vince McMahon shit up, right?
Yeah, of course.
There was some other buddy else that I thought. What?
Oh, I'm sorry. I had a hiccup again.
Do you need fucking burped over there?
I think so. I think I do.
Huh?
Sorry. I ate a lot very quickly.
What did you all eat?
Oh, well, just my regular yogis and stuff. And then the last bit of what I made on Friday, the video should be... it's ready to go. So whenever
it's on YouTube already.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. Hold on. It's not live. It's up there.
Oh, okay. Well,
right. Well, does Rhett know Blitz about all the fucking thumb tagging and all the bullshit and all that kind of shit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Because I'm gonna be putting some stuff up. Make sure I have Rhett's number so I can tell him when I launch stuff.
Perfect. Yeah. So he's got a few things up there unlisted. Then you can schedule as needed or whatever.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah, I did that on Friday.
I got
it was
my
a lot of fun, actually.
Today. I got to edit. I got it. Dan's SSSF90, whatever the fuck he's got.
Okay.
I got that to edit. I was at the racetrack. The last time I was at the racetrack, I did a little video of me on this thing called a Harley rake on a skid steer. I got that to edit. Then I got the eagle or the fucking hawk or whatever eats a fish. Got that video. I got the Aussie grill chicken sandwich. So that's what I'm going to be doing this afternoon. I may not come back to the studios. I may wait and do that tomorrow because I got like five videos I got to edit.
Okay.
And then I plan on yesterday being Father's Day. We ate it too, but then Tara had Sundays, like a Sunday station, like ice cream.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Nice.
Fucking bitch is so on it. So nice. Like we eat dinner and then we all sit down and we give our gifts to Jeff and everything like that. And so then about 4 o'clock, I'm thinking about leaving because I'm like, I could hit my pills on the way home.
But then comes out the Sunday station.
And then Tara's like, oh, no, you can't leave. I have a Sunday deal. And I go, what do you mean? She goes, like, I have four different ice creams. I got three different.
Tell me how you made yours.
Well, she had this round chocolate cake, like a Bundt cake. And she took this and she took two pieces of that and put it on either side and then put a big thing of ice cream. And it was your
what
choice.
What kind of ice cream?
I took vanilla, but she had strawberry, chocolate, Rocky Road, or you know, she had Oreo.
Oh, cookies and cream.
Right.
Fuck yeah.
Then she put that in the middle with the two, you know, two fucking Bundt cake brownies on the side.
Mm.
And then she had your choice of caramel, hot fudge, and some other kind of topping. Then she had crushed nuts, pecans, and whipped cream and strawberries. and you could just kind of make, and she had it all laid out, and you just kind of made it yourself, and it was fucking badass.
I think Anna just came.
Anna, did you just literally squirt for the first time?
I did.
Was it the whipped cream, or was it the motherfucking Oreo?
It was everything.
Yeah, it was all of it.
I mean,
I had like a perfect visual in my head.
Oh my God, and she had it
like all. Like the ice cream smothered between the two bunk cake pieces.
Yes.
And then all the toppings.
God, that sounds so good, too.
The nuts.
And then within the nut world, you had like your different, you had crushed peanuts, you had pecans, you had, there was a couple, you know, she had like a couple different options all like in these little dishes with these little spoons. And then she had the three different toppings, and then she had
where the hell does she have fine time for all
this? This bitch is just the fucking best.
Yeah.
I know, she's working like fucking 26 hours a day.
I love her.
God.
She's my angel, and I'm so glad not to live there anymore. Because no.
Get out of her space.
I bet she is
yes,
too.
Not to be disrespectful, but more importantly, out of respect to her.
For her and her space, so she can bang her husband in peace.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's good. I got my own space now that Tyler's gone, and it's just everything's really working out good.
There you go.
Everybody's got their own space. Everybody's cool, and she actually has a remodeling crew coming in. To kind of undo some of
a nice weekend project I hear.
My guys aren't doing it.
Right, so it'll take a weekend.
So you're saying if a professional crew comes in, it literally is a weekend. If it's my guys, it's fucking 7 months.
Or if it's Lemmy's house.
Anyway, Lemmy, it's been 2 years since I moved into her place.
Yeah.
Two years.
Damn.
I stayed there for 2 years, and it's just... I got a lot going on in my life right now, and it's just, I was there for 2 years.
Have you heard any of your neighbors yet?
What do you mean?
In the apartment? Or is it pretty quiet?
I'm on the top floor of four.
Okay.
If you count the bottom.
Okay.
So I'm on four.
Okay.
Technically three, but four.
So at least you don't have people like stomping on your roof.
No, at least, I mean, like I'm the top corner unit with a little balcony.
Okay.
Oh,
which
nice.
I like my little balcony because I can go out there and do stuff and I don't really
like
care.
Like what?
Like get high.
Fresh air. You know, fresh
air.
Fresh
and
air.
I told the merch critic, she's like, you can't get high here. I'm like, the fuck I can. I'm at my house, my own apartment, and I have a card.
Yeah.
So like, why can't I?
Let it eat.
She's like, oh yeah. I'm like, yeah, I could literally be out here. She's like, well, the neighbors are going to smell. I'm like, I don't give a fuck if they smell it. I am legal on this stuff.
That's nice.
I'm never smoking weed again. That's nice.
Oh, you're not?
No, I'm done.
Yes,
please don't
are.
Be done.
I'm done.
Please don't be done.
But that was a horrible,
Listen,
horrible night I experienced.
When you fall off the horse, you just don't be afraid of the
nope.
horse.
Yeah,
I kill the horse. No more horses. Fuck that horse. And fuck those gummies.
Oh.
That was horrible.
Fuck those Delta 9s. Say it.
Fuck those Delta 9s. I thought I was having sex with an alien man.
Some people would like that. Some...
Well, I was very afraid of everything. Never again. Mm-mm. No, thank you.
No,
Mm-mm.
thank you. Say it like a real bitch.
No, thank you.
But at least you got back on that horse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, at least you got back on the... at least you got back on the... Yeah, you can't quit that horse. That's a little tougher horse to quit.
Yeah, I didn't quit that horse.
Anna, you are so liberated and free now compared to how uptight you used to be. Like, think
you
about...
You have no idea.
I mean, but hold on. But hold on. But no, you have no idea.
No, you have no idea.
No, but you have no idea that I've been trying to break you out of this fucking little thing.
Yeah, I know.
You have no idea how much I had a fucking idea as to how goddamn uptight you were.
I know. Thanks. Thanks for
I'm like inside
not...
that uptight bitch is a woman who wants to have fun and fuck.
Yeah, I knew that too.
Yeah, thank you, Blitz. Thank you, Bubba.
Thank you, everyone but me.
Yeah, exactly.
But Anna, once we broke that fuck seal, man, it's wide open. I mean, not pun intended. I mean, it's you've been going crazy. I mean, you're setting fast time. You're pulling.
I am.
Even
we
Rhett,
are.
Even Rhett was like, man, you know, when I came, you know, back, she's totally different now.
Yeah.
Her attitude's a little bit better.
She's
yeah.
nice.
You're welcome, Rhett. You're welcome.
She's like, yeah, she was a real bitch when I was here. He's like, man, she's
You guys are all welcome.
Yes, thank you, Blitz.
No, you guys are all fucking welcome.
And Bubba's
I'm the
one
who
set it up first.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
And then Blitz just split it down. Woo.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Blitz.
We had a good weekend, though.
Yeah.
A lot of sex.
Lots of sex. Lots of sex.
Quality, not quantity.
Yeah.
Quality, not quantity?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't have a lot of sex this week. I was I'm just so sorry. Fucking busy and just so
eating all the snacks. You ate like an entire huge bag of nuts,
well,
by the way.
My fucked up Friday really, you know, kind of set the tone for my entire weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, so let me just tell you, from this studio area, getting to Al Lopez Park is treacherous.
Oh, I know.
And, oh, but
is it that bad? I mean, like, I'm being serious. Really, like, is it that bad?
To get there, yeah, like all the big busy streets.
I will tell you this, though, Blitz. On the way home, I cut through International Mall, right?
Sure.
And then I made a right where One Buck Place used to be and then went back by the airport there.
Yeah, yeah, that's how I drive. I go that way when I drive.
Okay. And then I...
Go straight at the light?
No. Then you know, I could have made a left and go over by World of Beer, but I made a right and kind of went back onto, like, I felt as if I was too close to the... Like, as if they'd left a gate open and I was kind of... Because I was literally way back by where the rental car washes and stuff are back there.
Oh, yeah, you could go up back pretty far back there.
Yes, yeah, so I went back pretty far, me and the crick, and we were watching. And, of course, I decided to go back there when it's not really that active, and I only saw two privates land. But boy,
yeah, I've gone back in that area a few times.
Now, can you just sit back there with your car? Like for instance, when... when the runway was active, when it was, you know, for the 46 fucking days that it was active,
yeah,
it was probably, could you sit back there and watch?
You can. So a lot of times I've had the cops stop me a couple times there, and twice they've stopped me there. And both times they were real cool. Like the one time I was there to watch a very specific plane, and the other time I was just chilling and I was like, hey, I'm just here to watch a couple planes. I'm like, all right, well, if you're in the way or anything, just, you know, move. I said, oh yeah, I'm watching. If anyone's here, I'll take off. I'm like, all right, cool, no problem.
When that was the main runway, man, it was probably really cool to watch.
Yeah, I like to go on the other side of that runway. There's like a little area over there you can kind of sit.
Oh, over there?
Yeah, there's no good place to like watch planes at Tampa International.
Really, the only good place to watch is if you stay within an hour, it's free, is to go to the top rooftop.
Yeah, but even then, it's not that great.
It's not?
No.
Pretty far away, aren't
you? Yeah, there's some airports that have, like, really good views of, like, all the runways. Like, if you're up at the top, you have to pick one of the two runways. You can't see both from up there.
Right.
And even then, like, the terminals are in the way.
Right, right.
But it's still cool.
I told the merch critic, I said, man, Blitz would be getting a full-blown boner right now. And she's like, we should have come over here when they were... I'm like, I know we should have. And Al Lopez Park was the fucking worst.
Well, no matter what, you talked about driving your bike to the stadium. So that was a good, you know...
Yeah, I was able to kind of bird dog that whole situation.
Right,
you know, that, you know, like for when I do go over there.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you, man, like if there's a concert or... Other than the Packer Buck game, which we're going to tailgate with the cream machine, so I'll be driving. But if I was to go to a game or anything like that at Ray J, I would just come to the studio, park here, and then bike it over there. Because they don't. I think they treat bikes like VIP for some fucking reason.
Oh, they do. You don't have to pay for anything. You just lock it up
and the bike
move.
And the bike rack to the entrance that you use for Dan's suite. And I'm not kidding you. Is literally from here to where the goat's condo is.
Which, yeah. Lummy, do you know the lot number that Dan parks at? Like
5 or 3. 3 or 5.
It's 3. It's a lot. Yeah.
Do you know the letter number?
I think it's D, but I'll look it up.
Okay. And like in the south, it's like Del Mabry and...
Yeah, it's right next to Del Mabry.
Okay. On the south side?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, it's D.
It's D.
That's D.
They were still picking up when I was
for Diaco.
They were still picking up. Sunbelt Rental had like fucking 18 or 20 of the huge high reach. They were still cleaning up all the equipment from the music festival, the Memorial Day music festival.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, Sunset.
How highly attended is that? Like, is that 20, 30, 40, 50,000 people?
Yeah, I'd say
is
so.
Is it that many?
Bill, but that might... No, I don't think
I
it's that many.
It's not, yeah, it's not that many.
It's not 50?
No, it's like 20 or 30. But it might have been from the Coldplay, because Coldplay put a huge concert on like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, they did?
And it was like it was really... like it was like 60, 70,000. And yeah, they had a whole thing built in there.
Hold on. Coldplay can garner 70?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
yes.
God. Yeah. Unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Coldplay sucks dick, but I mean...
What are you talking about? about?
They're the worst band ever. But
what the fuck?
I don't know if I'd say that.
Okay,
but...
I'm saying just, you know, if you don't tuck your penis between your legs, I mean, they're good.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
I like Coldplay.
Bubba likes Coldplay.
Does he?
I took Heather to the Killers, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not the same, but.
Yeah. I think.
No, yeah, they sold out. It was ridiculous.
Wow. Not a lot of play. I mean, you know how big of an act you got to be to sell out a stadium?
I know.
And they sell out a lot of them.
Yeah. Coldplay?
Oh, yeah.
I know, Bubba. I'm surprised, too.
Bubs,
they're huge. I feel like they have a wide range of, ability. You know what I
mean? Yes.
You know, it's not like just like teeny bopper shit, but young kids can like them, the older people like them.
Yeah, I think everybody from the co-eds in Tampa like them
to their
moms.
The head guy from Coldplay is worth $180 million.
Chris Martin?
Yes.
You're kidding me.
Wait, say it again?
Oh, and this one says it's worth $475 million.
What was the first number?
180.
Wow, okay.
So that's and this
next one says $475.
It was all yellow.
What was their big
yellow.
Get?
That's a lot of people.
That was their breakout single.
Yellow?
Yeah.
They did what, Clocks? Is that one of the ones they did?
Oh, I remember Clocks.
And now they've got a few now with, was it BTK? Is that who they're with? They're like, there's
BTS?
BTS, yeah.
Oh, the Korean pop boy band?
Yeah.
That is, I don't understand that phenomenon. I know a lot of like white girls my age that love them. It's frightening.
Really?
Yeah, just to like a boy band just is weird at this age, but then to like you don't understand it, most of their songs, cuz they're all in Korean, but you're singing along and it's just very strange.
What'd you
and
say
they
me?
Look like women.
That's the new Coldplay BTS song. Or newer.
Oh.
It only has 212 million views on YouTube.
Think about now, what's BTK? That's that Asian
BTS.
Yes.
Is it seven Korean boys.
Hold on. All right, here we go.
And they could
everybody knows this song.
They could be 12 or 46. We don't know. Like, it's a cool fucking vibe.
Yeah. And this song's been played, like, every 5 minutes on every radio station for a while.
He was married to Gwyneth Paltrow, I think. Baby have children.
Okay.
They have children together, I think. Apple or some shit.
Where's BTS?
They're on their way. They're right there.
Hey,
teleporting
BTS is
from
giant
Korea.
Too.
Yeah. Pardon? Oh, he's speaking English. I like it. Stop.
I'm out of here.
Yes. Why?
I don't mind. Like, it's not like music I would listen to, but if it's on, like, whatever.
It's not bad. Or
that's our wrap up. I'm hitting my fucking.
Oh, damn! I like this.
Yeah. Download. Tell a friend. I don't give a fuck. I'm way off. I think I'm still having a sugar comatose deal from the Sunday bar. Tara's Super Sunday Bar.
Yeah. Good job, Tara.
I'm going to bed early, and I didn't work out today. Nah, I'm just so fucked. But I'll get through it.
You will. You always do.
More importantly, I love everybody for downloading this and listening to this and putting up with our shit. You know where to find us, at the Bubba Army everywhere.
Yeah, go suck a dick.
Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, go suck a dick. At the Bubba Army. Go suck a dick. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.